Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom as we continue a lesson we started yesterday.
That's right. The title of our lesson is called Tuesdays with Maury, an old man, a young man, and life's greatest lesson. Now, this is a book summary.
It is. It's a book review. We're looking at what wisdom this book has to share, and I feel like I've learned quite a bit as well. Like I mentioned yesterday, this reminds me that it's important to spend time with people that aren't quite like us, maybe people that are older or younger.
Yeah, that is something that is good to learn from this book. We found out that Maury was the author's college professor, and as he's reconnecting with him, he finds out that his professor is dying and he wants to get some wisdom from him.
And he certainly does. He got a lot of wisdom. We talked about some of these things yesterday, and now we'll continue today. Let's get into our first reading.
Tuesdays with Maury, an old man, a young man, and life's greatest lesson. As Maury's health continues to decline, his lessons grow even deeper. He tells Mitch that death should not be feared, but accepted as a part of life. When people learn to face their mortality, Maury says, they also learn how to live more fully. Each Tuesday becomes a chance for Mitch to understand what it means to be human, to forgive, to give, and to love without hesitation.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看名词 hesitation, 意思是犹豫、迟疑。例如 Susan's brief hesitation during the interview showed she needed a moment to gather her thoughts carefully. Susan 在面试时短暂的犹豫显示她需要一点时间来仔细整理思绪。片语 without hesitation 的意思呢是毫不犹豫的。譬如 The nurse responded without hesitation, rushing to assist the patient as soon as the alarm sounded. 护士毫不犹豫在警报响起时冲去协助病人。Hesitation 的形容词是 hesitant, 意思呢是犹豫的、迟疑的。譬如 Alex was hesitant about signing the contract until he had reviewed all the details carefully.Alex 在签约前感到犹豫，直到仔细检查所有细节后才签署。
Sometimes it's important to talk about things that aren't very happy. Right now, we're going to talk about death.
Oh, that's right. We're finding out here that Maury is about to pass away because he is dying. And so as Mitch continues to visit him, he's going to learn some wisdom related to that. Let's read together.
As Maury's health continues to decline, his lessons grow even deeper.
Well, we already see a word that we need to talk about together, friends. It's that word decline. This is a slow decrease in quality or amount.
All right. For example, the company's profits are in decline and in need of a rescue.
So we see here that health can be declining. It can decline over time.
Yeah, it gets worse and worse. While his lessons grow even deeper, he tells Mitch that death should not be feared, but accepted as a part of life.
All right, this is something that is good for everyone to learn. And let's define a few of these words together, friends. First, we see this word accepted. This is agreed to or recognized as true.
For example, the new teammate was quickly accepted as a member of the team.
All right, so death should be accepted as a part of life. When something is a part of life, it's something that's normal, that happens to everyone.
For example, change is a part of life. We need to accept it. I feel like accepting this life lesson could mean that you're not quite so afraid of what's going to happen. You just know that it's going to happen no matter what.
It's a part of life. We read on here, friends, when people learn to face their mortality, Maury says, they also learn how to live more fully.
All right, we have another word in here that has a lot to do with life and death, your mortality. That's the fact that all living things die.
Yeah, and when we think about our mortality, this can make us value our time even more.
Absolutely. So, we need to face our mortality, Maury says. Now, each Tuesday becomes a chance for Mitch to understand what it means to be human.
What it means to be human. This is an interesting thing to talk about. And here we see what it means in this situation to forgive, to give, and to love without hesitation.
That sounds pretty nice. It's important to do those things to not just hold back, maybe because you're fearing for the future.
Yeah, or maybe you have a grudge or you don't want to give something away, but remembering your mortality makes you realize you don't have all the time in the world to do those things.
Right, you can't just keep waiting for a better day. Well, friends, we're not done yet. Right now, let's go to our next reading.
Tuesdays with Maury, an old man, a young man, and life's greatest lesson. One of Maury's most memorable ideas is that giving to others is the key to happiness. Focusing on what you can get is a trap. Only by sharing with others will you find happiness. Maury's warmth and courage inspire Mitch to live with more empathy and to reconnect with his own values. These moments show that wisdom often comes not from power or success, but from humility and reflection.
Reflection,意思是倒影,反射或是反思。譬如, the lake was so still that his reflection appeared perfectly clear on the water's glassy surface. 湖面非常平静,它的倒影在光滑的水面上清晰可见。片语, self-reflection,意思是自我反省。譬如, after a difficult conversation, Jason relied on self-reflection to recognize how his words affected other people. 经过一次不愉快的交谈后, Jason透过自省, 认识到自己的言语对他人所造成的影响。动词, reflect, 意思呢是反应或是反省。譬如, after receiving feedback, Anna took time to reflect on her decisions, hoping to understand what she could improve next time. Anna 收到回馈之后,花时间反思了自己的决定,希望能明白下次该如何改进。Let's
see what other life lessons Maury Schwartz has for us.
Well, we read here, one of Maury's most memorable ideas is that giving to others is the key to happiness. I would have to agree with this.
Ooh, yes. And I would like to talk about one of those words, the word memorable.
Okay. If something is memorable, it means that it is easy to remember because it's special.
For example, the trip was truly memorable as we saw so many new things. And there's one other thing in that sentence that I think is important to know. It's like the key to something. Or maybe that little tip or trick in order to fully understand something.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And we see here that focusing on what you can get is a trap. This is a way a lot of us go through life. We think about what we can get or how we can get more money or more things or use people, but that's just a trap.
Yes, it is kind of a key to life to learn that it's not just about getting things, but that giving can bring you even more happiness.
Let's read on here. Only by sharing with others will you find happiness. Maury's warmth and courage inspire Mitch to live with more empathy and reconnect with his own values.
All right, so these life lessons from Maury really are changing the way Mitch wants to live. Speaking of live, we had a little phrase in here, the phrase live with. We're not talking about our roommates here.
No, we're not. We're talking to live your own life with certain qualities or attitudes.
For example, my mom inspires me to live with more enthusiasm.
Okay, to live with more enthusiasm, you could also live with more empathy. Empathy, friends, is the idea of understanding how others feel.
For example, empathy can help you build strong relationships.
It definitely can. Okay, so Mitch has been inspired by Maury's talks here. He wants to live with more empathy and reconnect with his own values. I think the second part of this sentence is really interesting to me because it has the idea that Mitch already has values that are important to him and that he used to live by. But when we see that word reconnect, it tells me that maybe he has gotten away from that.
Right. Maybe sometimes in life you get really busy or things happen that make you forget those values and start living in a way that really is not the way that you want to live.
Yeah, and that can really help you to check your priorities. These moments show that wisdom often comes not from power or success, but from humility and reflection.
All right, that's where wisdom comes from. One of those things is humility. If you have humility, you don't think of yourself as better than others.
Let's use humility in a sentence. Success requires humility and hard work.
All right, so friends, we learned so many great things in this section, and now it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Focus on it. Picture this. You're trying to finish homework, but your phone keeps buzzing, the dog is barking, and suddenly you're wondering what clouds are made of. Sound familiar? Then someone says, hey, just focus on one thing, and boom, everything else fades away. Let's focus on this phrase today. We say focus on when we direct all our attention or effort towards something specific. That word focus started in Latin and meant fireplace, the center of the home. Now it means the center of your brain power. For example, during the test, try to focus on the questions instead of the clock. Or the photographer told everyone to focus on the bride when she walked in. Two other helpful phrases, concentrate on, feels a bit stronger, like squeezing your brain juice. For example, Maya closed her door and concentrated on studying for the math exam. Pay attention to is perfect for listening or noticing details. For example, drivers must pay attention to traffic lights to stay safe. I once tried to focus on reading while eating chips. I ended up with crumbs in the book and zero memory of the chapter. Lesson learned, one thing at a time. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Tuesdays with Maury, an old man, a young man, and life's greatest lesson. By the end of the book, Maury's passing is both heartbreaking and hopeful. Mitch's life is forever changed. Additionally, readers are reminded that life's greatest lessons are not found in careers or possessions, but in the simple act of loving others. Maury's message continues to touch hearts, proving that even in death, his voice still teaches people how to live.
Heartbreaking, 意思是令人心碎的，极为难过的。例如 ，The movie's final scene was so heartbreaking that Daniel couldn't stop thinking about it afterward. 电影的最后一幕让人太心碎了，让 Daniel 事后一直念念不忘。Heartbreaking 通常会用来形容事情或事物带来的感受，而 heartbroken 心碎的。则是描述人实际感受的状态。我们来看例句。After the disappointing news about her cat, Rebecca sat silently, too heartbroken to speak for several minutes. 得知爱猫的坏消息后， Rebecca 静静地坐着，难过的好几分钟都说不出话来。片语 break one's heart 的意思呢，是使人心碎，让人极度伤心。例如It broke Emily's heart when she learned her favorite teacher was leaving the school. Emily 得知最喜欢的老师要离开学校的时候，非常的难过。这就是今天的 Language Lab. Thanks for joining and see you next time.
Well, friends, I think you can see where this story is going. The end of the book is...somewhat bittersweet, we might say.
Yeah, definitely. Let's find out why that is. By the end of the book, Maury's passing is both heartbreaking and hopeful.
Okay, Maury's passing. Now, this is a word that we use to describe the death of someone. It just sounds not quite so direct.
Definitely. We could say his passing was a great loss.
All right. So Maury's passing is both heartbreaking and hopeful.Mitch's life is forever changed.
All right, his life is forever changed. That makes me think that these times that he had with his college professor really made a big impact on his life.
Right, he was able to reconnect with those values and start living a life that mattered much more, all because of these life lessons from someone he respected.
So it wasn't just Mitch's life that was changed. This book exists to help us learn some things from Maury's life as well. Readers are reminded that life's greatest lessons are not found in careers or possessions, but in the simple act of loving others.
All right, let's talk about a couple of those things here. First of all, careers. Your career is kind of like a series of jobs that you have in kind of the same field.
That's right. These are jobs that you have over a certain amount of time, and they're usually in the same category. So, for example, many people might change careers in midlife. They might be doing a certain kind of work, and then when they get to the middle of their lives, they decide they want to do something else.
They want to switch to a different career.So we're saying life's greatest lessons can't be found in your career and also not in your possessions.
Now, friends, your possessions are things that you own. The things that you have in your house or on your desk or in your bag, those are your possessions.
The things that you have. Here's another example with that word. He gave away many of his possessions to charity.
So we see here, as we look at this sentence again, life's greatest lessons are not found in careers or possessions, but in the simple act of loving others.
All right, we have one more sentence here. Maury's message continues to touch hearts, proving that even in death, his voice still teaches people how to live.
There's a word that I want to take a look at there in this last sentence. It's that word proving. When you prove something, you show that something is true.
For example, she is proving her skills daily by doing a great job in her work.
So what is being proved here in our article? We're seeing that these things that Maury is teaching are important and we can apply them to our own lives. Even after you die, you can leave a legacy. based on how you lived your life and how you treat people.
Right. I think that's an important lesson. We can think about how we've impacted people even when we're gone. Maybe you're not passing away, but you might move somewhere far away. Think about how you impacted people in that first place and how it made the world better.
A question I like to ask myself is, how will you be remembered? Not just after you pass away, but like Garrett said, maybe if you move away or change schools. When people think of you, how do they think of you? Is it good? Are you a loving person? Or do you need to work on it?
Right, and certainly it sounds like Maury in this book here was a very impactful person. In fact, we said he was a real person.
Yeah, he really was a real person, and this whole book was based on a true story. So these life lessons aren't made up, friends. These are real lessons that Maury taught to Mitch and we can learn from as well.
And you know, I have heard great things about some of Mitch Albom's other books. I would definitely recommend them.
All right, friends. Well, we have more to talk about in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to learn something new with today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 one of 加复数名词加 is that 什么什么的句型，意思是其中一个什么什么是什么什么，常用来说明多个事物的其中之一。结构上 one of 后面必须接复数名词，表示有多个选项。动词则依照主词 one 的单数形式，搭配单数动词 is。 后面的 that 子句是用来补充说明这其中一个是什么，可以用来介绍主题、分析问题或阐述观点等等。来看例句， One of the reasons I love this city is that people here are always friendly. 我喜欢这座城市的一个原因是因为这里的人总是很友善。
Well, friends, I've certainly learned a lot from this book summary, Tuesdays with Maury. I might have to check out the rest of the book. But for now, let's end our lesson with a talk about it question. How does Mitch change because of his time with Maury?
You know, I think based on our lesson today, we don't fully know. We don't fully know what Mitch's life was like after this, but I think we can guess at a few things. I think that Mitch really took to heart some of these life lessons and probably even shared some of them with others as well.
I think you're right about that. I'm thinking of something from the first day of our article where we talked about Mitch starting to change the way he thinks about life and how he's been chasing the wrong goals. That makes me think that maybe he was prioritizing possessions or his career over the people that he loved, and maybe that's a change that he made.
Yeah, he probably changed a lot about how he spent his time and his resources. And that's a great life lesson for all of us. Sometimes we need to take a moment and stop and think of how we're processing all those things and not just be busy all the time.
Definitely. I think too about how we talked about priorities and what are we spending time on. I think my biggest takeaway here is that the focus should be on loving others. And what does that look like in our own lives?
Right. Sometimes you might think of spending a bit more time at work. You'll get some extra pay and move up in your career, but miss out on a really important moment with someone you love where you can really show compassion.
That's a good practical example. Well, what did you learn from this book, friends? How can you talk about that in English? That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.